Why don't we
no statement?
We'll start with some health updates. We'll start with the good news. Carlos Rodon played catch again yesterday, felt good, is progressing nicely. He will progress into a side tomorrow. There'll likely be another side a few days after that, and at some point there will be a rehab start with Charlotte or somewhere prior to his return. But he is advancing and improving, and hopefully that rehab start's not too far off in the offing. Alex Avila left his game in Charlotte the other night after re-aggravating his hamstring. He had an MRI this morning. It showed that he has similar damage to what he had in the past, and he's back on the DL. We've pulled him off the rehab assignment. He is probably at least 4 weeks away from being activated at this point, though. We're going to have him heal and then get him back ramped up on baseball activity. Zach Putnam threw a couple of sidelines over the last few days. He had a bit of a setback in terms of his progress. He is going to have a doctor's appointment in the next couple of days, at which point we'll very likely schedule surgery to have bone spurs removed from his elbow. We'll know after the surgery his prognosis, but it's obviously going to be several weeks after that before he could potentially return. And who am I missing?
Austin
Jackson, thank you. Austin had the follow-up MRI. It showed some modest improvement in terms of the bone marrow edema and meniscus issues that were repaired. He will likely in the coming days slowly begin ramping up non-impact activity. It's going to be a slow return for him. It's going to be a while. Assuming he doesn't have a setback with the non-impact, then we'll start ramping up baseball. But we're still several weeks away on that one.
Rick, a great start to the season, obviously. 23 wins first 5 weeks, but only 23 since then. How disappointing and surprising is that at the same time?
Well, no, it's been extremely disappointing. Especially getting off to the start that we did. I think that while we were certainly enthusiastic about the potential of this club, they probably even exceeded our expectations over the first 33 games, and we knew at some point there was likely going to be a little bit of give back. However, we certainly didn't believe it was going to be to this magnitude. Additionally, we've gotten off to a start here in the second half that, frankly, is very disappointing as well. It probably goes back to the Atlanta series after playing five very good series in a row against quality opponents, and then having a bit of a letdown heading into the break and coming out of the break. Obviously, that's something that needs to rectify very soon in order to put us in a position to accomplish what we originally had hoped to accomplish this season.
There are a lot of reports out there that you guys will be sellers with an eye on the close future as far as continuing to be able to compete and maybe move people at the same time?
You know, I this time of year, I think, obviously, everybody's got a responsibility and has it. Everything all right back there? This time of year, I think it's important to keep in mind, just like around the winter meetings, that there's a lot of rumors out there and there's a lot of things that go out there perhaps a little prematurely or without full information. So I certainly understand there's going to be speculation about what we're doing, but until we actually do something, it's not really worth commenting on the speculation. What I will tell you is that I think the only thing we've probably ruled out as we approach this deadline over the next 10 days or 2 weeks is the notion of adding short-term rentals, the notion of taking an asset that could be of value to us for the long term and trying to do something to improve us only for the 2016 season. After that start we originally had, that certainly wasn't a position that we anticipated being in at this point, and it was a move that we were open-minded on, that potentially we were going to be reinforcing this 2016 club. The way we've played as of late doesn't justify that kind of asset expenditure. So beyond that, we're going to remain open-minded. We're looking for multi-year fits and the ability to put us in a stronger position to compete, ideally for this year, but certainly as important, if not more so, for the long term.
You always say you don't have untouchables, so these conversations will continue to be about anybody that someone else might bring up?
Yeah, we have a responsibility to listen. We have an obligation to understand the value of our guys that are out there and to listen to any and all ideas. This time of year, sometimes teams get a little more aggressive and want to put something in front of you that, frankly, would be too difficult to say no to. If that happens, we have a responsibility to listen and vet it and make the best decision for the franchise. I will say that this time of year you are dealing with a smaller pool of potential trade mates than you would in the off season. You're only in theory you're only dealing with the teams that are competing. Additionally, those teams that are quote unquote buyers tend not to want to touch their big league clubs. They're obviously trying to reinforce it. So you're talking about the pool of prospects from the teams that are looking to add. That may not be the best time to potentially line up on a deal. You may have to wait till the off season in order to do something a little more dramatic. At the same time, we're going to be open-minded. We're looking to, you know, we started this process during the 2013 season, and we did it with an eye of trying to compete at the big league level as quickly as possible. We did not go down the path of doing a full organizational rebuild. Instead, we look to get ourselves right as quickly as possible. There was a spurt this season where it looked like it had worked. As we sit here today, as we've been wrestling with being a couple games over, a couple games under 500 for the last few weeks, we're mired in mediocrity, and that's not the goal. That's not acceptable. That's not what we're trying to accomplish for the long term. It may well be a decent turnaround in a short period of time, but the goal was to put ourselves in a position to win a championship, and in being stuck at 500 or around 500 doesn't do that. So we may well have to adjust and take a longer term view, take a different approach going forward.
With the post All-Star start, have you gotten more calls? Have people started?
I think it's only natural because of getting closer to 31st or August 1st this year. The volume and the number of calls have picked up. I don't think it's because of our necessarily because of our performance, but yeah, the volume certainly has picked up.
Is it also a reflection, Rick, though, of the talent that you have and kind of a reinforcement that what your roster shows?
Well, yes, we certainly have desirable players that people would want to help them win a championship. At the same time, we're aware of the fact that we have a lot of high-quality talent under control for years beyond 2016. As we sit here today and you look at your traditional seller path at the deadline, traditionally that's moving guys who are going to be impending free agents. For us right now on our active roster, that's Navarro and Morneau, and that's it. There's no pressing need to move someone before they become less valuable. It's more about lining up something that makes long-term sense, that makes you better for the long term, that makes it you're willing to sacrifice this individual for the short term to make you better in the long term. That's more what's about than opposed to someone walking out the door in a few months, so therefore you better cash in.
Rick, how much is Jerry, if at all, involved in setting the tenor of what you guys do here?
Well, Jerry's very much up to speed. Met with him for a while yesterday and had an extended conversation about where we're at and what the possibilities are, not only for the next 10 days or 2 weeks, but going into the off season and the 2017 season and even beyond, about what we may look like. He's been obviously very disappointed and frustrated, just like the rest of us, in terms of where we are right now, but at the same time is very open-minded about what path makes the most sense to getting us back where we need to be, even if it potentially takes a little longer than we traditionally have been approaching things in the past.
The popular discussion out there is the complete overhaul, that you part ways with some of your blue-chip guys that you have under control, like Quintana and Sale. People like that. Is that something that you've completely ruled out, or is that something that's possibly in play here?
We are not ruled out anything at this point. We are, other than the rental acquisition, is really the only thing we've ruled out at this point. We got to stay open-minded. We're not where we want to be. We've spent a fair amount of time focusing on the here and now for the last few years, and it hasn't paid off as handsomely as we had hoped. As a result, we got to be open-minded. At the same time, not only the players you reference, but other quality players on the roster are under control, not just through 17, but in the case of the two players you mentioned, 19 and 20. some other players who certainly would be coveted even longer beyond that. So the notion of let's sell off everything because it's not working might be a little extreme, especially if you expect to be able to put yourself in a position to have a perennial quality product within the window of control of some of these guys.
With the idea that you've tried to, over the last 3 years, you overhauled your position players time and time again. You've outworked just about everybody in baseball as far as doing that. Wouldn't you expect that there would be some hit and misses along the way because you don't have exactly the feeding players coming up through the organization that you'd like to plug
in? Well, at times you wind up trying to serve two masters when you want to win at the big league level. You want to build up the system and preserve those assets, and at the same time you're looking to win in, at the major league level, which is the end-all, be-all goal for organizations. I think we've done a good job in accumulating some impact talent through the draft. I think we've improved what we've done internationally in the last couple of years. But at the same time, we have devoted a fair amount of our resources to winning in Chicago. So as a result, you are going to see a system that at times, you know, isn't going to penetrate the top 10 in all of baseball because the focus has also been on the big league product. Again, perhaps the balance needs to shift a little bit in order to serve the greater good over the long term.
Is Jerry open to the idea of a full-on rebuild?
Yes, Jerry is very open-minded to all of the options in front of us. This isn't the first conversation we've had about this. They're the first period of time at which we've talked about the notion of a more extensive or longer time horizon is the way I would put it. We've had these conversations going back to 2013 about whether it's now is the right juncture to do it. That's based upon not only the talent that we have under control, but the talent we have coming, as well as what's available via trade or free agency. Over the last couple of seasons, we have not elected to go that route. We've instead been focused more on the immediate term future. At this point in time, I'd say there's a very open-minded approach, not just from Jerry, but from the entire front office, about what is the most prudent course to get us on an annual basis where we want to be.
Rick, the Bears once famously said that their owner, Virginia McCaskey, was pissed off over how they were playing in recent years. Can you say that Jerry's pissed off?
I don't think I should compare Jerry to Virginia. I'm just going to say he feels as much as anyone in the front office, or probably as much as any fan, he feels frustration and disappointment about where we sit today.
Rick, in terms of timing, as you consider things, it seems like this is a window where there's not a lot of pitching available, and there's not going to be a lot of pitching on the free agent front next winter. Could that influence your timing?
That probably influences pricing a little bit in terms of what you can get in exchange. It's arguably a seller's market out there for those that are willing to move pitching. Again, in terms of getting fair value, at this point in time, you are dealing with a limited supply of potential players coming back, in that it's primarily teams in contention that are looking to add at this point, or almost exclusively teams in contention that are looking to add at this point, and they don't want to touch their big league clubs. So you're dealing with just their prospects. Could someone conceivably put together something that moves us? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we know how special some of the players we have under control are, and we have in our mind what arguably is appropriate coming back. And the fact is that no one may meet that price at this point in time. Doesn't mean that won't change in the offseason, or that there'll be other opportunities for us to augment in the offseason. This is just one opportunity over the next 10 days to potentially change things up. Doesn't mean it's the last opportunity or the best opportunity.
When Cincinnati got Scott Rowland, when they were not contending, couldn't some teams for players that are signed long-term enter in to make it more than just the contenders?
Very much so. Very much possible. The Rowland deal was probably about a decade ago, was the one you referenced, so it's not like it's frequent that happens every trade deadline. But to an extent, that was our approach, or is our approach at this point. We're looking to add pieces that are going to make us better over the period of the near future and beyond. that doesn't mean we won't necessarily move some players off this roster, but it's sort of a combination of potentially buying and selling. Again, at this point, we are being extremely open-minded. At the same time, there's no urgency really to move any of these players if we aren't getting the return on it that we feel is appropriate. If we do, then it's conceivable that we do something more extensive.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. And I'll talk to you in August.